weekend. Every day is a blessed day. You're here for a reason. I pray you get some uplifting and your spirit just, you know what, releases whatever it needs to through this. And I just want to break out right now and go ahead and start talking about mercy. And in Luke 6:36, it speaks of, you know, mercy and compassion, having an overflow of that with anybody in your life, with people, you know, whoever is around you that maybe has hurt you. Maybe you've hurt yourself. Maybe you're hurting other people. But God has had, you know, our Heavenly Father has had so much mercy upon you. Think about how you made it to here. You made it. And when I say that, it doesn't mean He's going to, you know, whatever you have done, strike you down. It's not like that. It's not like that. But He does have mercy upon you for another day. His mercies are new another day, so you can make that change. But you have to have that choice, right? Which you do, and you have to make it. So He has given that to you. You have gifts every day, blessings every day that maybe, you know, your eyes are just covered with darkness. And that's why I want you to go ahead and lift up those blinders. Throw them away. Let it burn. Let it go. Because not forgiving yourself is going to be an issue with you being able to have mercy and compassion for others and forgiveness for them. So, if right now you are a believer and maybe you're weak in faith, maybe you're going through some emotional, physical, mental battles, I want you now to, in your space, wherever you're at, I want you to go ahead and start that talk with God and just say, I need you now. I need you now, God. Speak to Him, because that's what He wants. He wants you to speak to Him. He wants you to glorify Him, because He is worthy. And you are worthy of His love. It is there. It has not ever left. I cannot talk. This morning, you know, I woke up and it's like, ooh, you know, I just, fight of the flesh. But I get up. I wake up to win. It takes me a couple hours to wake up. About 10 o'clock, I'll be awake. I'm driving, but it's okay. You know, I'm going to get my son so excited. A hug away is too far away. But I'm going to Alabama, our halfway point. And so, yeah, cannot wait. So my accent might get a little more thick on the way down south. That's what usually happens, y'all. But, you know, talk to Him and say, God, I need you. He's there. And Jesus wants you to fellowship with Him. And the Holy Spirit will get a hold of you, tell you the truth, be your intercessor, your comforter. You know, don't have any fear, because He did not give you the spirit of fear. He gave you the spirit of faith. But it has to be embraced. It has to be embraced. And whatever spirit is there within you, you need to be able to cast that out. Any spirit of heaviness, depression, anxiety, whatever it is. Man, let me roll with the punches real quick. Let me go ahead and go down the line of things that I've survived. What I have been redeemed from. Because you might actually be a new person on here jumping on. If not, you could probably verbatim say, you know, all of this in my story leading to my testimony of redemption and being saved by Jesus. So, post-traumatic stress disorder, living in a country that was not free, I chose to go to Saudi Arabia, being assaulted there sexually while I was pregnant, survived that, being in suicidal things, severe depression there, survived that. Depression in many, many, many years in waves. 1 year better, 4 years not so good. Shooting up drugs, 2.5-ish years clean. You know? Whatever was going in my veins, having people shoot me up. Now I got the good stuff running through my veins. Anxiety. Being on almost 20 pills a day prescribed. spinal stuff from my cervical spine all the way down to my sacroiliac. Having issues for over a decade with that. I am healed by His stripes. I'm good. I fight it when I have to fight it. But otherwise, the Holy Spirit covers me. Covers me. Fully. So, the flesh is going to be the flesh. But your spirit is what you need to work on. Yeah, you need to get things healthy in your body. But what's most important is that mind of yours, where your thoughts have gone astray from the Lord. And you know right now, if you're still listening, you want to go back. Because you want to have that light come out that's already inside of you. Everyone has a light that was deposited from the beginning of time when He created you. And I have said that over and over again, and I will repeat that over and over again. It didn't diminish. You have a chance. You have a chance for joy, for love. Let's keep going down the list because I'm not done. So yeah, I was over 180 pounds. Right now I'm 130. I'm not, I'm healthy. I don't care about not sharing that. And the reason why I share that is not to boast about anything. I am proud that I am. I am very happy that I am healthy. Of course. So no haters, y'all. I'll walk away from you. But I was 180 pounds at one point with gout in my legs, with plantar fasciitis, I had things paralyzing my legs, paralysis stuff, my hands, my arms, excruciating pain to where I couldn't even hold my steering wheel at the time, to where I couldn't hold my sons how I wanted to, even though I have two sons, Ty, and then I have Dawson. One son, my youngest, Dawson, he has autism. Autism doesn't have him. I was just talking with somebody that, he's come a long way. Dawson has come such a long way. It's beautiful. And, I'm going to soon do some more reaching out and talking with parents and maybe do some testimonies with that on this podcast or Colitis Soldier. Left, right, left. Once I get it going, time is the issue. God, can I have more time? 24 hours. Let's make it like in a day, 48 hours. Can we have 48 hours in a day? I'm kidding. We need to sleep at some point. But the list still goes on. I mean, I've been abused sexually, mentally, physically, emotionally, in all different ways. I lived in a horror story in a horrific place that I cannot even tell you. Man, the depths of hell, it goes pretty dang deep. I caught myself. Dang deep. It does. It's not a pretty sight. But what I will tell you, and what I'm going to lead to, is the light, is God's light. When I had a house fire 2 years ago, boom, God said run. Before that, I was having spiritual battles where I had the shovels in my hand and I was ready to go. I was dying. My heart not okay, having heart conditions and other physical things, and honestly just saying, I'm done. I know I'm dead. And letting go. But there was a piece of me, maybe that mustard seed somewhere stirred up inside of me, that was saying, God, I know You are there. I believe in You. And I believe in Your power, in Your mercy. So I need You now. And so He listened. He listened because He had mercy upon me. And when He said, run, His voice so loud, I ran from this house fire, barefoot, in the rain, in the cold. Sounds like one of those stories, up the hill to school in the snow, blah, blah, blah. But no, it's true. I was hiding in people's yards, soaking wet, frozen for hours and hours and hours and hours, waiting for daylight or morning to come so I could find my way back home. Because I isolated myself in this neighborhood that I lived in the house that I lived in. There were months that went by that I did not even step outside of the house. Because of depression, because of anxiety, because of drugs, because of fear. Because of fear. So I'm trying to find a vigilante. I'm hiding from the police, hiding from the fire department, the ambulance. They can't find me because I was on foot and I was scared and I did not start the house fire. Just remember that song. She didn't start the fire. But no, nobody died. Even my dog survived. Even I tried to, real quick, York, he wouldn't come with me. He survived that. So anyways, I made it back to the house. Was still standing, a lot of stuff, yeah, burnt, lost. I did lose everything, but I did see a piece of artwork, two of them, one of my sons. I still don't have that because I, even after the fire, that got taken from me. But it's okay, I can see it. Memories in my head. They don't have to, yeah, sometimes tangible things, right? God is so good that he led me back to this house. I got my Jeep keys, and that is a story in itself that I cannot even release right now because God has given me the strength day by day to be able to do that. That is actual my story to his light. To his light. In a journey in the Jeep. So, maybe that's what I'll title my book, The Journey in the Jeep. Maybe that's what it's going to be. It's beautiful. And the reason why I can't release it is because it's so powerful. His light is so beautiful. The sound. The touch. The beauty. The brightness. So you have a chance in this life. Because if I had mercy upon my soul for all the hate that I was allowing to come in, but also the hate that was coming out of me, the possession the devil had taken over my heart, my mind, and my soul was almost gone. Redemption is available. Access is available. Love is available. Righteousness, glory, peace of God. So wake up. Get up. Whatever your depression is, I want you to take authority right now and say no. Even if you don't believe it, just speak it. It's true. The more you speak, you just say, light be. I wish I could stand over whoever I'm preaching to somebody right now. And you want to throw, you know, certain people want to throw in these, you know, labels of whatever. Call me evangelistic. Call me, you know, I am in my ministry. I started a ministry in my church. I am not ordained. It doesn't matter for me. For me, I respect all of our leaders in those positions. But I'm not ready for that. I am a messenger of God. He put me, after that, he put me back down here. And he said, Kristen, no. You're not done. And I didn't think it was real for a long time. What he has asked me to do. Just like Paul in awe. Just in awe. Paul in awe of him and his light. And God saying, go back down there. Into this world. And share the gospel. I want you to confess out loud of your beliefs for God, of your beliefs for Jesus who died on the cross, who was buried, he rose. So Christ in you, for you, with you, never against you, even in your absence, he has been present. In Psalms 18:18, roll with it. When I was at my weakest, my enemies attacked, but the Lord held onto me. He holds on to you. I'm getting stirred up because the word's what's up. Luke 6:36, mercy and compassion. If he can have mercy and compassion on you, you can have on another. It's hard in this world, right? Because we have people that do have so much hate. Well, I was one of those people. Have you been one of those people? Have you been forgiven? Have you forgiven yourself? Start asking these questions and then, my friend, get out of the problem and let's focus on the solution. And that is through going to God. Cry out if you need to. Scream out. Go for a road trip. He sees you. Someone once told me, God isn't listening. I said, there's an eye in the sky always, and God is listening. Always. You are being recorded right now. Double recorded for me on a podcast, but it doesn't matter. That's a message for you. This has been healing for me. Almost 8,000 plays, and I haven't even put it out there much. And I ask that whoever's listening, if you're getting something out of this, share it. This isn't about, I'm not earning. This is free for anybody. Because I want you to be free from the darkness, the kingdom of darkness. Step into the light. Adjust your lens. You can't see anything beautiful out of a kaleidoscope. All those beautiful turns and twists that you have in life, those things inside, those storms, the images that will be forever changing, inevitable. But you can't see it if you're in a dark room. Step into the light. This world is meant to be this world, but the spiritual realm is where you need to operate from. And that's going, reaching in for that light through the word, through believing, repenting, and making him the Lord of your life, surrendering things that do not serve you anymore, and being able to say, God, I need you. I'm ready. Put your arms out. I'm ready for those repairs. He is sculpting. If you allow the process to happen, he wants to do surgery on you. And there is no cost. And you don't have to worry about insurance. He will assure you each and every day he is with you. Always. So I want to put this song on and love y'all. I might like some of y'all. You might not like me. But in this world, we have to have mercy upon others and forgive others. And that's one of the hardest things. If any band that has put their hands on me, if any person that has assaulted me, if any hate. But also, I ask for forgiveness for anybody that I have hurt. You have to be accountable as well. I'm not going to get started on accountability because it's going to be a while. But 17 minutes in, I think it's time for this song. And there's a little bit of it's a different flow to it than what I play normally. I used to play this in the beginning of this podcast a long time ago. 2 years going. Look, on my ad, it says free. It might say Verizon, but still free. You want to be free. He's been there. So your cry out shouldn't be a certain way. I want you to listen, and I want you to think about person's list. The list goes on. The list goes on of the hurt that I put upon my family. The mania, the depression, the hate. But not only has God been merciful and forgiving, so has my family. And many of y'all that are listening, you have seen me at 90 pounds. You have seen me at 180 pounds.